Blog Talk Radio.
Live with Icon, Granny Hofster, and Big Twin.
Are you ready?
Oh yeah, I think we are. And, you know, it is Memorial Day, so it's always a special show in the wrestling community. I know that Raw is always big on Memorial Day. They always have something interesting. Well, I don't know about nowadays with all the crap going on there, but normally Memorial Day is a pretty big show. It's the mark of summer, ushering in and all the big time summer pay-per-views. It's obviously a respectful holiday towards our veterans. I was supposed to have a Taps clip or something on here, but I can't find it. So I do want to thank them all for our service, for their service rather. And yeah, overall, guys, I mean, this is not just Memorial Day show. This is episode number 200 since we changed the name. So since it went from Off the Ropes to Attitude Era Live, as AAL, it is episode 200. So that is that's a lot, guys. It doesn't seem like it's been 200 Mondays under the new name, but apparently it has, based on what I'm looking at here.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, we've grown and we're going to continue to grow, you know, and our growing sponsorship has proven that, and we want to go ahead and give a shout out now, right, to a couple of our sponsors. We want to give a shout out to I love these guys so much. I cannot thank them enough. Game Day Global, they'll make you custom rings. They do events. They'll make custom rings for you to sell for your charities, for your upcoming events. So if you want them to make you a custom ring, they make them for you. You sell, half the money goes to your charity, half the money goes to them. And it's so great. So if you guys want to check them out, send them an email at smort@gameday.global. They'll take care of your interest. And also, we want to give a shout out to Bad Diesel Magazine. They are now featuring us in their magazine. And you can go to Baddest Line or Undies Magazine or Magazines and Calendars on eBay, and you can get back issues, and or just type in your favorite browser, Bad Diesel Magazine, and you can find those guys. Make sure you subscribe, and I want to let everybody know we have a special show featuring them Usually I don't tell people what's coming up, but this is kind of different because they are an advertiser. On August 30th, we are going to have their top, get this, their top five cover girls that have been on the magazine, their top five magazine sellers are going to be with us. And also, we're going to have a special interview with Chrissy Krueger. She's actually going to be on the cover of the first magazine that features our ad. And she's an actual vampirist. And she's the only one that you never want to quote Eric Bischoff and say, bite me, because she probably will. So there you go. And as long as we're talking about it real quick, I want to give a shout-out to our guest tonight. We have Jesse Jeffers. We have Elijah Sparks. And we have Jen Welter, the first ever That's Dr. Jen Welter, the first ever female football coach in the history of NFL. She's the coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and she's going to talk to us about that.
Well, that's actually awesome.
Yep, and not that I'm bragging, but the Icon gets them, and then we run with them, so it's awesome.
And you know what's funny? She's actually a type of guest that we would have sort of on my radio show during a sports talk radio show during the day. The only thing is we don't usually get, you know, out here in New York, we don't usually get, West Coast or really anything west of the Mississippi unless they are, you know, some like big time, you know, athlete name or something. So I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet. It's a great story, but she hasn't been on my particular station. So I am excited for that, and you know it's always fun to sports. So Icon, what I'm going to let you do is get all your questions in first, albeit not, you know, hopefully you don't scare her away, and then I'm going to ask a couple, unless you want me to go first, because like I said, I can get a little long-winded, and when it comes to sports, you know, I can tend to go a little far. So well, how do you want to work that?
Well, do we have the ability to go overtime at all if we need to?
Tonight, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
the Yankees, the early game. They had the afternoon game, so there's not like there's any post game coverage we have to run or anything. So.
All right. Well, then we'll just do it the way we normally do it. And,
yeah, we can't go like crazy super over because you know we do have commercial blocks. We do have the. The satellite, you know, the ESPN commercial satellite stuff we have to do, but no, we can go a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be awesome, and then, you know, yeah, we'll just have some fun, and I can't wait.
So
I love those, I love this.
I'm looking at some of the stuff here that we got, you know, on tap on the internet. Mentioned a little bit about their playing, you know, our show, and I'm wondering, are they playing it like a show that is based around talking to be at a bar or to play at a sporting event or something like that may not be necessarily enjoyable for all of the patrons, you know, as much as playing music or playing something else would be. What exactly is the deal with our bar sponsorship here? Like I know that they're sending people to listen to the show. Are they playing it, you know, live or playing the replay, or what are they doing?
Well, we haven't started with them yet, so the way it would be is they would you know, if you want to listen to our show during if people want to listen to the show, there's a special section of the bar that will air the show, and so on and so forth.
I'm actually anxious to see how that would work, because having worked in bars and things, I'm just wondering how that's going to all go down. So that's actually kind of interesting to see how they finagle that. But other than that, though, what are you guys, how you guys been? I mean, I know we talked a little bit about it, you know, off the air, But, I mean, have you guys been overall all right? I know Granny had a pretty full wrestling show last week. Anything
no,
else good happened this
it
week?
It was not this past Sunday, but a week ago. Yeah, it was quite different. I wasn't expecting it, but, I mean,
but,
you know,
sometimes
Granny
that makes
knows,
the best. That makes the best
well,
programming.
You know, and this is where I'm going with this, guys. It's because Granny knows her limitations. I know what I can do and what I can't do and what I'm not supposed to do. I know that. I've been around this business a long time. I know what goes on. I know what happens. The fans love me when I interact with the guys, especially the heels. You know, the wrestlers love it. I've been told by promoters that, you know, when I'm not there, the show's not the same if I'm missing, you know, but they always thank me for being there. Well, you know, a week ago, this was just totally, you know, Will Alday. You know how my feelings are about Will Alday. I don't like the guy. He's one of the biggest heels there is in the business, and he's just trying to say things about me, you know, and he just made me mad, you know, and he was running his mouth way too long, and, you know, Malico, God love him. I love that guy to death. When he came out for the contract signing, you know, he says, oh, Granny, it sounds like we got us a challenge. Well, then Will Alday and that tag team guy, and I don't even remember the names of that tag team there was, they started beating up on him. Well, Malico started hollering for me. What do I – and, of course, I didn't have the steps out there because of the Battle Royal. And, like, somebody help me get me in this ring. And they – you know, so I got some help getting in the ring, and I'm standing there with this crutch that they just literally beat across his back a few times, just bent the heck out of that crutch. And Malico's grabbing my leg, and I'm like, Will Alday, you're nothing but a piece of crap. You know, and the fans, I mean, because Will Alday was losing the fans. I mean, he really was, guys. And when I did what I did, man, that brought the fans back. And, I mean, they could have blew the roof off that building. Because
so,
they were like, and they started
to WWE record this stuff? Like, is there a
well,
way? Because this
mean,
sounds
were,
like something that
were,
I have to see. Is there a way I
well,
can see this?
Well, they were filming it. Okay, they were filming it. They were filming it. You know, they had videotapes, you know, and stuff. My one friend that was sitting down in the audience, he tried to videotape it on his phone. I'm not sure what happened, but it just, like, the video just got totally messed up. I'm sure somebody has something somewhere. I don't know because... You know,
I would pay a decent sum of money to see that.
The promoter told the referee that, you know, the referee kind of got in trouble. You know, he says, you know, you shouldn't have let her do that. And fans aren't supposed to get in the ring and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, the referee talked to the head trainer. And, of course, I kind of messaged the head trainer because I'm personal friends with him anyways. I've known him for years. He used to wrestle for another company back in, here in Arkansas that used to run in Arkansas. And he said, you know, it's all good. You know, I know what happened. He says, it actually made me smile. He actually told the referee, he says, I got to admit it's different and she's brave for doing it. And like I said, I know, guys, I shouldn't have done it. And I mean, and I even apologized to the promoter. I said, listen, I said, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have done that. And he says, well, that shouldn't have happened. I don't know why that happened. But the fans loved it. So now, this is my take on the idea, guys. I think that they need to put me on staff. I'm not a wrestler fan. Granny is not going to start wrestling, so don't y'all think that Granny's going to start becoming a wrestler in this ring. I am not a wrestler, plain and simple. But I think they need to put me on staff. I will continue to do what I do from my chair in the audience, being a working fan for the company. That way, I don't get in trouble, nobody else gets in trouble, and everybody can have fun. Because I like making it fun for the fans. I like doing what I do. But, so we'll see what happens. June 19th is going to be very interesting.
So you like Malico, right? He's your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he's my buddy.
So WCWA, if anybody is listening from the show, which, you know, I know has happened before, why don't we have Granny pursue her idea, like she said, of being on staff? Why don't you run with an angle? Okay, and I'm going to give you this angle for free. I'm not expecting any monetary value, the angle pitch
and,
idea.
Be watching for our guests because they're going to
I got the switchboard up here. Why not make Granny, at least temporarily, at least for this angle with Will All Day, why not make Granny his manager? Why not make Granny his...
I don't want to be Will All Day's manager.
Yeah, no, not Will All Day.
Malico? Malico.
Yeah, have her come to the ring with him, have her stand ringside, you know, possibly, you know, be his moral support, be whatever. Just have her be sort of that managerial support for him during this rivalry with Will All Day and, you know, run with it. I mean, the fans like it, and the fans like the idea of it. You know, it might be something that could bring you guys some attention. I mean, think about it, Granny. There's a lot of managers. None of them are like Granny. None of them are going to be the same as Granny. And you know, it might even make national news. You know, and that would be something that would be interesting for everybody. So.
The funny thing about this whole thing is, Big Swing, is, you know, Will All Day, he says, Granny, I made you a star tonight. I put you on a pedestal. And I said, Will All Day, I said, I've been a star a lot longer than I've known you. And he says, wow, that's really rude. I said, no, it's not, because I said, when TCW was running, they did TV tapings, and they still show the old...
I got you. We'll finish up. Just Granny, just finish that thought real quick, and we'll jump over.
Okay. They still show the old TCW reruns, and to this day, I still have people come back and ask me, hey, aren't you Granny? And they quit running in 2013. So moving along, let's get to our guest.
All right, so we do have a 918 area code on. Icon, I'm going to let you do your thing. So now we have the broadcaster, we have the potential manager. Now, Icon, I'm going to let you be the ring announcer here. So go forward with what you do, and we'll go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, the masked man himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the man that's going to bring a spark tonight. He is Elijah Sparks.
Hey, this. You're listening to the Attitude Era live with host the Icon, the Big Swing, and Granny Hoaxer.
Hey, Elijah, how are you, sir? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing good. How about you guys? Appreciate you having me on.
We're doing pretty good. So here's how we're going to work this here real quick. What I'm going to have you do is have you give us a little background about yourself, and then I'll ask you a few questions, and we'll do a round table, then we'll come back to me and ask you the tough questions.
Sounds good.
Go ahead. Give us your background, then, bud.
Well, I'm Elijah Sparks. A lot of people know me as the resident superhero or the reject known as Elijah Sparks. There's two sides of Elijah Sparks. I started out doing the resident superhero, supposedly the guy that saved the day, a reject version of the Hurricane, Shane Helms, which he was a big idol of mine. And the reject version, that is a entity known as someone that turned me into this dark entity that is a creature that's built. There's two sides of Elijah Sparks that everybody knows, whether it be like Oklahoma City, I'm known as the reject. Down here in Tulsa area, I'm known as the resident superhero. Recently, I wrestled in Arkansas as the reject. So.
Well, you know, we're going to have you talk to a gal from Arkansas here shortly, one thing that's really cool, and, you know, you are a masked wrestler, which, you know, as I was doing some research on you, when I saw you're more of a superhero type. You're not a Lucha Libre, obviously, correct?
More of the background, yeah. It's more towards the superhero style, yeah.
And with your wrestling style, are you more of a high flyer like a Rey Mysterio? Are you more of a technical wrestler like a Bret Hart, or you just got that ass kicking mentality like a Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Ooh, well, I guess for that one, I would want to say technical slash or Rey Mysterio, so a little bit of mix. That's where I would probably put that.
And you've always wore the mask, right? It's not a new thing. You've always wore the mask in your wrestling persona, correct?
Yes, sir. Pretty much, like, you know, when I first started my career, I started out with no mask. But majority of my career itself, yes, I've wore a mask. Just persona, it gave me the, you know, the ability to per se do things that I wouldn't do without a mask on. So,
well, you know, when I wrestled, the only reason why I used to wear a mask was so people couldn't see my face, so the girls would still talk to me. But that's a story for another time. So, also,
that's a good one.
So when you wrestle, are you more of a baby face, a heel, an in-betweener, or are you more of a crowd guy?
Well, I mean, for the longest time, I was a baby face. Like, you know, I'd go to a company to company, and they would just like, oh, we really want you as a baby face, you know. And I won't lie, there was times that I was just like, man, I really wanted to be that heel, the guy that just, you know, tells the fans how it is. But they just really love the babyface style, and that's why I created the whole reject gimmick, so that way I could bring that persona out a little bit more dark of Elijah Spark. So now in my career, later in the career, I am a heel. So everywhere
well,
I go now, I
seem
like...
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but with that being said, Granny, he wrestled in Arkansas. You're from Arkansas. He's a heel. What do you got for him? Elijah Sparks. We have exactly 23 minutes. Go ahead, Granny.
Well, Icon, you know, Elijah Sparks and Granny has had their share of talking smack back and forth to each other.
Oh, yeah.
This is not my first rodeo with Elijah Sparks. I have seen both personalities of Elijah Sparks over the years that I've watched him wrestle. So we could share some pretty good stories, I think.
So to you,
you
is he more the reject or more the local?
When I have seen him wrestle lately, he's been, when he wrestled in Arkansas, he was the reject type of guy. So, you know, he was definitely the heel that night, and that's okay, you know, because Granny, you know how Granny likes to talk smack to the heels. So, you know, we've had our conversations per se so much in the crowd, you know, so, over the years. Hmm. But I've seen both,
has she made you cry
both,
yet or no?
Has he made me cry?
No. Have you made him cry?
No, not yet. But that might be something I may have to work on.
It's coming.
I do know last time that I seen her, she did call me a chicken, and I did kind of let her know that, well, do I have feathers? And, you know, but
yeah, but he didn't like being called a chicken for sure. So,
well, Elijah, I guess it's better to be called a chicken than she calls your other friend Double Dork.
Oh, yeah, Double D, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, he's very familiar with Double D, too, Icon. I mean, you know, he's very familiar with who Double Dork is, so yes.
Well,
yes, he's very familiar with
I'll
him.
What, here's what we're going to do. We got about 21 minutes here with Elijah Sparks. We're going to come back to this, and usually we come back to me, but I'm going to come back to both of you guys in a second. Let's let Big Swing get a question or two in here. Then I'm going to come in. I'm going to kind of stir up some trouble, so like I like to do. So,
oh boy.
Boy.
Well, usually as the I guess you could call it the heel of this show, but also the one who knows how to ask the point questions. You know, usually I'm the one who stirs it up, but I know Icon's been chopping at the bit at this, you know, rubbing his hands together like a supervillain with a maniacal laugh the whole time we were off the air. I can't wait for this. So I'll let him stir up anything, and I'll just ask simply, take us a little bit. You gave us your background briefly, but let us know what were some of your influences, some people you looked up to, why wrestling? Out of anything you could have chose, you know, you have to be an athlete to, you know, be a wrestler. So out of being an athletic person, all the sports you could have chose, why wrestling? What drew you to it? What did you choose it? Take us through a little bit of your beginnings with that, and then I'll have one more question about the COVID stuff, and then we'll throw it back to him.
Sounds good. Big influences for me. Realistically, one guy, and I named him off earlier, was Hurricane Shane Helms. Like I said, he was a great wrestler, but not only that, he had a great character, and that's what I loved about pro wrestling. Yeah, I loved how a lot
Shane
of
Helms.
People just wrestle. Yes, Hurricane Shane Helms.
Yep.
And I just loved the character about what he did and everything, just like whether he would just say his little catchphrase, "What's up with that?" and really go with just whatever he was doing. And then he did the whole other persona of him, of Gregory Helms, where he was like the reporter.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool.
Remember that too.
So, yeah.
Did you look up to him? Icon and Granny, rather, they know a little bit more about you than I do, being out here in New York. So, did you kind of look at him as, he's similar to me. He's, you know, the small guy who goes out to does this, he's the high flyer. Did you kind of look up to him as, like, wow, you know, that's something that would be for me if I were to get to that?
Yeah, definitely. I looked up to him as being, you know, he was one of the smaller guys. And another influencer for me was actually my uncle, because I think he's still wrestling at this time, just not as much, but his name was Big Smooth, and he lives out in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and he's been wrestling for quite some time. I don't know how many years he's been wrestling for, but Granny Hoster, she might know who Big Smooth is.
Oh, yeah, I know Big Smooth very much so.
But, yeah, he's my cousin.
And you know, what's funny is the whole reason that I got into radio, now, of course, I do a sports talk radio up here in New York, but I got into it for local colleges and local around here. The main reason is I don't know if you are, what do you call it, Oklahomans, I guess you're called out there, is a former is an Oklahoman, Jim Ross, JR. So, obviously, I love Oklahoma, what it's brought to the business just because of that. But I got to ask, from a standpoint of the comic, how has it been in your area for the past year? Have you not had a lot of matches? I mean, are you guys now starting to have more and more events? Is there limited capacity? I mean, how's that affecting all you guys out there?
I mean, in between, we're still running shows out here. We can have crowd shows. The starting off of having shows where, you know, the fans would have to wear their mask. Obviously now I don't think they have to because the mandate is up. But we still were able to have shows. And a few companies, they did their whole like empty arena Facebook Live shows or pre-taped shows that we would do. So. It still kept up pretty decent. I mean, the first few months, it was more of like everybody's kind of like, what do we do from here? You know, so it definitely was different to, you know, for a little while not to be wrestling every weekend or whatnot. But we're starting to slowly pick that pace back up, so it's definitely nice to just get out there and do what we like to do, man.
Has it been nice not to have been harassed by Granny for a full year?
You know, it wouldn't matter in either way. You know, Grandma, she would just straight up, she'll message you and harass you. That's just what she does.
Oh, wow, we're learning on DMs. We got Granny in the DMs. All right. Wow.
Well, we have Elijah Sparks as our guest here. We got about 16 minutes of mayhem coming up here.
You know, so you live in Oklahoma? You live in Tulsa?
Yes, sir. I live in the Tulsa area.
So you're probably familiar with our arch enemy from North Dakota State here, Oral Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Oral Roberts, yep.
And,
that's Tom's favorite school,
I
know. He talks about them all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this real quick, and don't get mad at me because, you know, you're one of the good people from Tulsa. I don't like anybody from Oral Roberts, but, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with who Oral Roberts is, right? So what we like to do during a volleyball match, every time that we would score a point in a volleyball match against Oral Roberts, we would go behind our bench and we'd go, "Heel!" And, you know, for most people that don't know what that means, just look up Oral Roberts and you'll see what that means. And another thing that we like to yell is, you know, if you spell Tulsa backwards, what do you get? You get the girl on the floor.
I can't say enough to that. So
basically, what you're saying is that you guys are not very good at insulting the other team.
Well, see, Big Swing, if you could spell Tulsa backwards, you'd know. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Just write Tulsa out on a piece of paper, Big Swing, and then spell
it
backwards.
No, I'm going to type it. I'm going to type it right now. Tulsa. Okay. Okay. I have it written out.
I'll spell it backwards.
L-U-T. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what it says, sure, but how is that an insult? I mean, if you're a college kid, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, well, whatever. Elijah, apparently he's a little slow today. But anyway, so now you obviously know Granny. Now, here's the thing. I will admit a little bit, I kind of knew. See, Granny didn't know that you're going to be on tonight, but I kind of knew that you did wrestle a little bit in the Arkansas area. So I kind of thought this would be a great little reunion. So now, when I'm kind of curious, and Granny may not know this, I don't know if you want to keep kayfabe, but we'll try this. We have Elijah Sparks, so I guess we got 13 minutes. When you started wrestling there in Arkansas, were you familiar with who Granny was, or did some of the wrestlers kind of clue you in about the golden girl in the front row on the right side of the ring?
Oh, no, I definitely knew exactly who Granny was. You know, she is definitely her own character of herself, so I know exactly who she was. She's the first person I went out there and got in her face because I knew how she's going to react.
But, hey, you got to admit, though, I mean, you know who Granny was, but now you know who the Icon was, but the Icon gave you the best ring announcement you've ever had, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
There you go.
Definitely.
And he also made you a collector's card as well.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, I'd like to see that.
Well, I sent it to you on Messenger. Check it out. We have Elijah Sparks here as a guest. We've got 12 minutes. We're going to take a quick little pause here. I'm going to let everybody know, as our fans listening, we have a contest going on. If you go on our page, Off the Ropes, if you like the page from the end of the show to the beginning of next show, you're automatically qualified to win a autographed picture either from a guest this week or from a previous week. And if you're really nice to the Icon, I might even let you pick who you get an autograph from. Later on in the show, we'll talk about the special giveaway that Deb's giving away. So, Elijah, you think you might be willing to send us some autographs for some giveaways if I send you an address?
Yeah, man, I could get up with a couple.
Awesome.
For sure.
So now we talked a little bit about the fact that you do the mask thing as a superhero, not a Lucha Libre. But now, do you have different kinds of masks that you wear, like in different areas, or do you have like one type, or do you have like one color thing that, and you have like five or six of them? Tell us a little about the different masks that you got.
Well, I've got a blue one that I'm kind of let go and retire on, which I've got set in my room. And then the current one that I would wear as the baby face is it's a purple and green the, like I said, the design kind of came from Hurricane Shane Helms, but at the same time, I kind of drew up something that I kind of liked that was similar, but in the form of, it was definitely different. And then I had somebody make that for me. And then for the Reject Elijah Spark, that one, it's a totally different style mask. When I was thinking of that one, I was like, well, I need to change it up because I didn't want to definitely be the same. At the same time, I'm the same person, just it's a split personality kind of thing is what I was going for. So for that particular mask, it's totally, to be honest with you, I don't even know what it's made of. I actually just knew another wrestler that had something that they were kind of didn't want anymore, so I kind of converted it for what I needed, and it worked out, man.
So now I'm just kind of curious with, I won't spend too much time on the mask because we have Elijah Spark, so we got about 9 minutes. So now when you, the material that your mask is made of, it, you know, like the outside, now it was like the inside of the mask, like a cotton or like a soft fabric, so it doesn't impede you when you're wrestling, so it doesn't like irritate your face when you put it on.
I want to say it's just all a spandex material, which it's fairly soft when putting on and taking off. That's what it is. It's made out of like a spandex material.
That's awesome. Now, if you can tell us when is your next match? When is your next match? Where is it? Who is it against? If you have that info, let us know so you can.
I've actually got a few different things that I'm trying to come up with. So if you're good, if I kind of plug those, that'd be great.
Yeah, go ahead.
All righty. One of the first things I've got going on with my tag team partner in the Tulsa area, it's considered Turley, Oklahoma, which is close to downtown Tulsa, is WAW. It's called Wrestle Against Hunger, and me and him are the tag team champions for that company, and we will be defending them on June 26th at Wrestle Against Hunger against a team known as Most Wanted. So, all right. We just want to throw out there that Most Wanted, we're coming, but we're not going to lay down easy. We're going to come and beat y'all and make sparks fly. And like my partner El Gringo Loco would say, exactly. And then another thing I want to kind of promote, we've been going to a company called UWO, which is Unified Wrestling of Oklahoma. And recently I have been tagging there. But I was starting an old feud that I have been doing in the past with a couple of wrestlers known as Shadow Gemini and Paul Puerto Rico. I got a message for Paul because we did a triple threat match a few weeks back for a title called the Next Gen title. And I just want to let you know, Paul Puerto Rico, I'm coming for that title. The Reject Elijah Sparks is coming for that title. And I'm letting you know right here, right now. I already took Gemini out once, and I'll do that again. So, Paul, shine that puppy up and just pick a date, and I will beat you. And my tag team partner, Dr. Corvus, I want to give him a shout-out.
Can you get him on with us eventually?
I could definitely get him on with us. He's in the next room. Let me go grab him.
All right. Well, we only got a few minutes, but sure, go ahead.
All right, here he is.
Hey, bud, how are you?
Listen up, you Bermans. My name is Dr. Corvus.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was kind of hoping for a thing like, hey, Icon, it's great to be on your show, and you're awesome, and stuff like that. But I'll let it slide this time. But, hey, here's what I want to do. I'd like to get either you on by yourself or have you guys both come on. What I want you to do is I want you to message – Elijah knows where to find me on Messenger. send me a message on Messenger. I want to get you back on, and we want to do one-on-one with you. Would you be up for that?
We could make that happen.
There you go. Man,
I will take your radio show, and I will cure it.
Man,
you heard my tag partner.
Will
cure it. Oh, my.
And,
sounds like Granny
and you,
is going to talk some smack to this person.
Granny, you know you love the rejects of LM. You know you love us.
Well, that depends on what side of the fence you're on there,
yeah.
Elijah Sparks, so, whether you're heel or baby face, you know, kind of thing, you know. But, I mean, if you're being the reject, that's more likely you're going to be the heel type thing. And, you know, like, you know how Granny feels about the heels, so, you know.
So
I don't want to have to put you in your place.
So we got about 4 minutes left. So we can do this here real quick. If our fans want to check you out and follow you, you got a Facebook, you got an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, a GoFundMe. What do you got?
I've got a Facebook. Just type in the search bar Elijah Sparks. Instagram is Elijah_Sparks3. I've got a TikTok. It's Elijah_Sparks8. And then check me out on YouTube as Elijah Sparks. And then if you want to, like, any kind of merchandise, like T-shirts, look me up at www.prowrestlingtees.com/Elijah Sparks. Or if you'd like to look up my tag partner's T-shirts, go to www.prowrestlingtees.com/El Gringo Loco.
That's awesome. And, Elijah, I do got a little bit of good news for you. Any guest that we've had on our show that has went for a title, whether it be in the next week or the next month or whatever it is, has always won. Now, you cannot break our streak, okay? We are 1,500-0. In the last 5 years, we have done our due diligence to set that record. Nobody has lost. You cannot let us down this time. You need to win that title, and when you do, you call us back, we'll have you on, we'll have you click the title against your phone.
That sounds like a plan.
There you go. And then, you know, and I know that Granny's listening, and I know she said that we only have you for another 2 minutes, but, you know, she doesn't like you on the inside, but on she doesn't like you on the outside. But on the inside, she's got that rah-rah grand thing going on. She wants you to win the title so you don't break our streak. Now, remember, if you break our streak, the icon's not going to like you anymore. But I think we're going to win, so we're good.
No pressure there, Elijah. No pressure, you know.
Now that's just on a singles title, right? Not a tag team title.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. Tag team or single, we've had...
Yeah, but here's the thing, Icon, though. He can't really control on a tag team, like, unless he's the one who takes the pinfall, of course. Well, then obviously it's a different thing, but he can't really control that in the tag match. That's not really fair to expect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because what if my partner messes up and it ain't on me?
Well, then they'll have to put your partner on timeout.
That wouldn't be the first time.
Well, I'll tell you what, we only got a few minutes here left. I'll tell you what, we appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedule to be with us. You guys are awesome, and we're definitely going to have you guys back on again. And so when that title, and then let me know. I want you to send me a picture of the belt, and we'll put it on our Facebook page. And that's awesome, and we love what you guys do, and we'll definitely have you guys on again, all right?
Sounds good, man. Appreciate y'all having me
on. Thanks, Elijah.
Thank you, Granny.
Elijah Sparks, ladies and gentlemen, someone that Granny knows, and I admit I knew that, so that's why I had him on. Thanks, guys.
We got that 956 area code coming from Texas.
Yep, that would be our next guest. Yep.
They are on, so you can.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle. He is Double J, Jeffrey Jesse.
Hey, it's this guy, JJ Levesque, and you're listening to Attitude Era Live with your host, the Icon, the Big Swing, and Granny Hulkster.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Just had a day to relax.
We got the Double J man here. We got about 31 minutes here. So here's what we're going to have you do here. We're going to let you do a little background about yourself, and then I'll ask you some questions, and we'll do a round table, and I'll come back to me and ask you the tough questions. So go ahead, give us a little background.
Well, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. That's where I was born. My parents are missionaries, and I did go to high school in Belize. So I went to high school in a foreign country. And I came over here, went to college in South Texas, and that's where I found Cena El Rey, which had this promotion, Wrestling Revolution, which I currently wrestle for. And they got me started. They had me do my bumps and everything, and that's where I basically got my start.
You know, real quick here, you know, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned that you went to high school in Belize, and that had to be kind of interesting, you know, because I'll admit the only thing I really know about Belize is what they sang about and Where in the World is Carmen San Diego, you know, and they mentioned Belize in there, which is kind of cool. But so now with your wrestling persona, I'm kind of curious about your style. Are you more of a high flyer like a Rey Mysterio? Are you a technical wrestler like a Bret Hart, or you just have that ass-kicking
I'm more of a brawler and a striker. I do pull out the high-fly moves then here and there, but just to get a little fancy with it. But, I mean, my style is more striking and brawling for the most part. But I can fly.
And, what's cool is, I actually, for those of you guys who don't know the JJ man here, one of the coolest pictures I ever found of his was he comes to the ring where I think he's holding two Kindle sticks, or he's holding a Kindle stick and a baseball bat. Do you like you obviously like the hardcore stuff, or is that just to intimidate your opponents when you go to the ring?
Oh, that one was one of the hardcore matches I've had. Yeah, I love hardcore wrestling. Like, it's fun. It's a lot on your body, though. It for the right storyline, for the right purpose, like, I'll do a hardcore match if it makes sense. But, like, I need a reason to put my body on the line like that. Like, but I do love them, though. When it calls for it and you got two professionals that go at it in there, it's a beautiful thing to watch, man. And I came out with the two Kendo sticks because, like, that day, like, the dude was twice my size, so I might as well come out with both weapons. Like, I couldn't come out empty-handed on that one.
You know, and for those of you who have not seen what Double J looks like, and I don't hate me for this comparison, but he's kind of like a cross between, he looks like Chris Rock and Eddie Murphy. I mean, he's just got that look, that handsome, I'm going to kick your ass look.
Wow, that is, I think that's the first time I've had that comparison. Like, I've gotten singular Eddie Murphy, like, I've had the Eddie Murphy comparison, but I've never had the Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy cross. Like, I think you're the first one that gave me that one. I can take that as a compliment, though, because I love those comedians. Like, I love comedy, too. Like, I love laughing. I love laughing. You always see a smile on my face, and it's big as hell.
Well, and the thing is, you like to laugh, you like to joke around, but when you hit the ring, you're all serious. Speaking of being all serious, with your persona, are you more of a baby face, a heel, an in-betweeny, or are you more what the fans decide that you're going to be?
sometimes, like, I go more for the babyface. It gets me. Babyface gets me. It does. I like cheering. I like to hear it. I like that I can hold that emotion. But, like, heel work is another beast in itself. Because then, especially in a crowd that knows you as a babyface, if you're expected to go heel after that, like, it's a hard transition sometimes. But, I mean,
Double J's our guest here. We got about 26 minutes. Now, you know, you mentioned, went from a heel, a baby face to a heel. You know, I'm going to bring on Granny now. She knows something about heels. So I'm going to have her. Granny, what do you guys for our guest? Double J, go ahead.
Well, hello. I am Granny. I'm not a wrestler. I am just a big fan of the sport. And I don't like the heels, and I can talk some pretty good smack to the heels when I have to. So as long as you're a baby face, we are not going to have a problem, my friend. But you turn heel on Granny, then that's a different story.
Well,
I might tell you. I might tell you what I think. So, but that being said, what has been one of your most challenging matches you've had in your career, and who was it against?
Challenging matches. I'd say was one that I went for a number one contendership spot. I went against a luchador named Príncipe Celestial. I was close, but I didn't end up winning that match. But that was one of the most challenging matches for me because that one went all the way out. Till I had no more in the tank, like, did I go. And
okay.
I thanked him for the match after, too. Like, it was great. He deserved the win.
That's awesome. And if you had a chance to have any kind of dream match, what kind of match would you want, and who would you want your dream match opponent to be?
Daniel Bryan. That's been my number one. Like, I want, before he retires, I want to wrestle him.
Before
he retires permanently, I want to wrestle him.
JJ LeBay is our guest here. We got 23 minutes. Big Swing, if he's listening, I know he's doing double duty, I believe. So what do you got for a guest, Big Swing? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, if you've already covered this, I do apologize. I've been jumping back and forth studio to studio here as we're doing this. But, I do know you mentioned, growing up down in Belize and all that. But what were some of your influences? Who were some of your influences to get involved in the business? Did you watch a lot of WWF, WCW, like NWA? Like, who were some of your guys that made you do that you wanted to kind of model yourself after?
One of the main ones was John Cena, because honestly, the first episode of wrestling I ever actually watched was his debut. Like, the whole
okay.
He comes out in the biker shorts and the boots, and he comes out. Collapse the taste out of Kurt Angle's mouth. That was my first time watching wrestling. So, from then on, and I honestly watched, and I was watching Raw every Monday, SmackDown. I was sometimes I caught Main Event. I caught all the pay-per-views. Like, I was in it from a kid. Like, I just never grew out of it. And when I came to college in South Texas, I finally learned about the indie scene. Because before, I only knew about WWE. I never knew about the indie scene and everything until I got to South Texas and I learned about indie wrestling and everything like that.
And, okay, so you got a little bit more of a later start. So, Icon, if he was a big Cena fan... And I think Icon knows where I'm going with this. Do you know who one of Cena's biggest rivals was throughout his career, who also happens to be the greatest wrestler of all time, in my opinion?
Hmm.
I'm waiting for Icon to jump in on this. Yes? No?
Where is he?
Maybe?
Oh, there he is.
No, I'm here.
Greatest heel ever. Greatest heel ever. Who was it?
Edge.
Ah, there we go. Very good. So, Edge and I actually, it was funny, I was actually in attendance here in Albany, New York, at the New Year's Revolution 2006 when Edge speared John Cena to hell and cashed in his Money in the Bank to win his first ever WWE title. So it's funny you mentioned John Cena. You know, most people we talk to with, you know, older wrestlers. For me, I was like, oh, Cena, okay, well, Edge speared Cena to win the belt, and yeah, that was my best wrestling moment in history, and I was at when Stone Cold did the beer bath in the Corporation, because that was also in Albany. I was at when DX performed all four numbers, because that was also in Albany. But my greatest moment was when Cena cashed in that, when Edge cashed in that Money in the Bank on Cena. That was my all time favorite moment ever in the history of ever.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Seeing it, because like I am an Edge fan too. I had to cheer for Cena, like out of loyalty when they faced up. But like, I'm not gonna lie and say I'm not an Edge fan.
See, a smart man, Icon.
Looking at it, it was a great moment in pro wrestling. I hated that it had to be John Cena, but like it was an awesome moment in pro wrestling when I saw that. I saw the pay-per-view. I wasn't there, but I saw the pay-per-view.
You know, it was in my hometown. That's why I went. But yeah, it was awesome. It was actually awesome. And I guess the last thing really, and I know I have a lot of questions here for you. And again, if you've already covered this, I do apologize. I've been jumping back and forth, but over the past year and a half, how has everything been in terms of the whole COVID breakdown for you guys when it comes to wrestling? Like, have you been able to do shows? Are they starting to pick back up now? You know, have you had to take some time off? Like, what's going on with all that?
Well, I had to take time off because of when it just hit, like, early 2020. And throughout 2020, I kind of had to take time off because, like, no shows were running. Like, absolutely no shows. Like, as things opened back up in Texas, little shows popped up here and there. And, like, so it slowly opened up more now. There's still, like, mask precautions and everything going on. But small crowds still come to wrestling shows now and then. Like, it's starting to pick up now more than it was a year ago.
So,
all right.
It's, Double J Levain is our guest here. We got about 18 minutes. So, you know, with that all being said, then, you've been in the business for a time. And one thing I like to ask all our independent wrestlers, and I'll put it to you, it's a two-part question because no one ever answers the same two-part question. Let's say that you're at an event and, like, an official from AEW or the WWE or Ring of Honor sees you at a match, and they come chat with you at the end of the match and say, hey, you know, we're having tryouts at this location. We'd think you'd fit in with us. Two-part question. One, is that something you'd want to do? And two, if you get that big-time contract, would you not big-time us and still be our friend and still talk to us?
But well, that's absolutely what I want to do, because I like, that's the dream. The dream is to elevate the game every time. So, and to like make it on the biggest stage and be the world champion. Like, nobody gets in this business not wanting to be the world champion. So like, yeah, if I get that opportunity, we'll take it. I'm not the whole big time person. I stay humble like that. Like, I can't like diss the people that helped me. I can't diss them, because like, there wouldn't be a me without them as well. Like, I gotta give them their credit as well. I can't diss people.
You know, You know, and the best advice someone ever told us was, you know, when you're climbing the ladder, you look someone in the eye when you're climbing the ladder. And when you push back down that ladder, you have to look at their face as you go back down, you know.
Right.
You know, probably the best example of that, we had a gal, she debuted in AEW, and we were her first interview when she was 17. And, you know, I like to say that we helped get her on the map because they probably heard the show and they're like, well, hey, man, if she was on the Icon show, she'll be perfect with us. So we're working for you, you know.
That's awesome. Like, if they notice my voice, my smooth, velvety voice, just give me a call.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, here's what I see with you. You know, you do have an awesome voice. You know what'd be really cool though? You know, when you step up and you get to the next level, like, you know, all wrestlers have a theme song that you know, you do like a Shawn Michaels singing, like sing your theme song, because you do got the voice for it. And I think that'd be an awesome for your persona. I don't know if anybody's ever commented on your voice, but, you know, I think it'd be perfect.
I don't think I was blessed with as much musical talent as some other members of my family, but singing my own theme song, like, I'd have to come up with one. But that's an awesome idea, actually. Come out with a new J.J. LeVay single.
And also, you have, if I'm not mistaken, you do some tag team stuff too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm in a tag team called Those Guys with that guy, Tony Strong.
Now, do you think you'd be able to hook us up with him? Maybe he might be willing to be on with us.
Oh, definitely.
That's awesome. Now, you know, we touched a little bit on COVID, and we know that COVID sucks, but if you know when it is, when is your next match, where is it, and who might it be against, if you know?
My next match will be on June the 5th. I am not sure of the opponent as yet, but it will be in the city of Edinburgh.
That's awesome. Now,
down here in South Texas.
Now you're obviously going to win this match, correct?
Oh, every time I step in only to win, only to win. All I do.
Now, with all that being said, so we can get this out here, we have Double J Levy is our guest here. We got about 13 minutes. If our fans want to check you out and see what you're doing, you got a Facebook, you got an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, a GoFundMe, what do you got?
Well, yeah, I have the Facebook. It's Jeffers Jesse, in parentheses, JJ LeVay. I got the Instagram, which is Jeffy Boy Wrestling, JeffyBoyWrestling, JJLUVLESS.
Now, and for our fans that are listening, you know, we do have a little bit of a contest going on here. Anybody that goes to our Off the Ropes page and likes the page from the end of the show to the beginning of next show automatically qualifies to win some autographs from our next guest, or from our current guest, or from a guest in the past. And if you're really nice to the Icon, I might even let you choose who you get an autograph from. But might you be willing to send us a few autographs for some giveaways for the fans listening right now?
Oh, definitely. I can definitely send some.
All right. I will send you an address on Messenger, and then whatever you can do for us, we'd appreciate it.
Sure. I'll get some
8x10
signed up.
I got one more question for him.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You said you wrestle down a lot in Texas. You probably know, I have a lot of wrestling friends in the Texas area. I'm not sure who all you wrestle with or wrestle for, but
right.
You may know some of my Texas buddies down there.
Yeah, Texas is a big state, though. But, I mean, I'll try. Like,
Who have you worked with down there in Texas? See if I know them.
Down here in Texas, I've worked with most of the Renegades, Bandana Joe. I've worked Coven. I've worked with ASF. I've worked with Danny Chance. I've worked with Rob Love. I have worked with and against Tony Strong. I have worked with the Total Pimp. I have worked with Omega. That is also members of our faction, Unstoppable. Let's see. I have worked with El Naval, Principe Celestial, Richard Reason, Ninja Mac. I just had a 1-8 APW with him. Me and Tony Batista, we kick it sometimes. But like, there's a lot coming to my head. Right,
like you said, Texas is a pretty big state, so there are a lot of wrestlers. I mean, a lot of friends that I have down in the area. I'll just name a few, you know, off the top of my head. But there's Barrett Brown, Tim Storm, Chandler Hopkins, Cam Cole, Will Alday, Ryan Davidson. I don't know if you recognize any of those names.
Oh, yeah. Will Alday, Chandler Hopkins, I've been in the locker room with them. I don't, like, personally know them, but I've been in the locker room with them at shows.
Yeah, Granny loves Will Alday.
No, I do not like you. Have you been talking to my son behind my back, Big Swing? Because my son says the same thing. I do not love Will Alday. I cannot stand him. Will Alday wrestles for a show up here in Arkansas where I live at, called WCWA. And right now, him and the Magnificent Malico, they're having a back and forth thing. They had a contract signing, you know, because right now Will has Malico's championship belt, even though he got it very fairly, which I might say, but I'm not a big Will Alday fan. So, no, I do not love Will Alday. No, I'm not.
All right.
The next time you see Will Alday, let me tell you a little story, what he shared with the audience at the last show. He says, I'm Granny's late night snack. And I said, Will Alday, this is a family show. Nobody needs to hear things like that. I mean, last month they did the show, and I was at a special meeting, and I did not see. I've got my own personalized what you're going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you shirt, and that I always wear when I go to the wrestling shows. Well, I was in a dress because I had a special meeting, and I didn't have time to get changed before the show that night. Well, dummy me, I wasn't thinking my blouse that I had on was purple. Well, it just so happened that night that Will Alday was wearing his purple. So when he saw me waiting in line to get in for the show, Granny, you wore purple, my queen. I mean, my son said he roasted me like a Thanksgiving turkey. And he comes out, we're twins, you know, we're the power purple couple. He says, oh, you look so good in purple. I said, I will never wear purple around you again. And we had a little ordeal where him and a couple of tag team, this tag team, and I don't even remember the name of the tag team or where they're even from, but the three of them beat up on Malico, the Magnificent Malico at the last show. And I had to jump in the ring after they left the ring. I had to jump in the ring to help Malico, and I'm standing there with this spin-up crutch that they hit him over the back with, and I said, Will Alday, you're nothing but a piece of crap. God knows if you talk to Will Alday and say, hey, I talked to a girl by the name of Granny Holmster from Arkansas. Don't believe what he tells you, because he'll be lying through his teeth. So don't believe a word he says.
Apparently, Will Alday know how to push your button. So,
Granny kind of ran to the ring like that one fan did when Hulk Hogan turned heel on the NWO. She was right there, man.
I always sit on the front row. Now, listen, normally, I know my limitations, and normally I would not do that. But Malico was calling for me to come help him. And, you know, I'm a big Magnificent Malico fan person. I mean, I love the Magnificent Malico. He's awesome. And I would do anything to help him. But this bit of Will All Day, because we had to have a debate between me and another wrestling fan who the true champion should be. And it should not be Will All Day. He got that belt unfairly. He got it the wrong way. They basically just handed it to him. It shouldn't have been done that way. And I was not very happy about the way the situation was handled. So, but I mean, normally I would not do what I did because I know not to. I've been around this business a long time. I know what I can do and what I can't do. And I know I shouldn't have done that, but for whatever reason, you know, I mean, Will Walday was running his mouth. He was losing the crowd. I had to do something spontaneous to get the crowd back. And what I did, the crowd absolutely loved. And they started doing the granny chant. Well, I have a chant that people start doing when I holler at the bad guys. They'll start saying, granny, granny. Oh, yeah. I'm a pretty popular fan when it comes to independent wrestling shows.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I would love to go to one of your shows to witness that.
Well, you need to come to Arkansas, my friend. I can get you hooked up with a couple of different shows here in Arkansas. So
I am down. I am down, and I can bring friends. I am cool.
Double J is our guest here. We got about 4 minutes. See, now, I mean, that's the thing, Double J. I mean, if Granny likes you, she'll make you cookies. If she doesn't like you, she's going to hit you with a hurricane. There you go. It's just one of those. Anyway, so Double J is our guest here. We got about 4 minutes. So now you, if I'm not mistaken,
you did one hell of a job.
Whoa,
and only thing.
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button. I did not mean. Apologize. Keep going.
So you have didn't you win the tag team championship with your partner?
Yes, a couple. I won the TWA, and we are still currently the TWA Tag Team Champions. We are currently the VWN Tag Team Champions as well. And we are WWX Tag Team Champions as well.
So when do you guys have your next title match?
Next title match, let's see. I got to put the candle throw on that one.
If anybody's got the guts to face you, that is.
Ooh, yeah. We got one coming up in June on the 19th. That we got a tag team title match coming up for the VWM Tag Team Championships. That'll be going down in Edinburgh. And after that, I think we're pretty much open. So, I mean, if anybody wants to step up, they can.
Well, one good thing is if anybody's heard that you've been on our show, they're like, you know something? They'd be great opponents, but they were on the Icon show, so they'll probably beat us, so we'll probably have to take a pass.
I mean, don't be scared. You can't be scared of the opportunity. Like, you see it coming, take a swing. Like, you never know until you try. I mean, I'm not going to take it easy on you either. But, hey, you never know until you try.
Hey, real quick here. Tell us what your finishing maneuver is and what's involved.
I have two. I come off with the 5-star frog splash, and then I have a judo throw knee that I call Give Me the Loop.
Wow, that's awesome. We have Double J Lamina as our guest here. We got about 60 seconds. I'll tell you what, man, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to join us. You've been so awesome. And here's what I want to do. I want you to stay in contact with me. I want to get you and your tag team partner on together with us. and then we can have some more interesting conversation with you guys together.
Oh, for sure. Just let me know the time and date.
Awesome. I'll be in contact with you. And if you can send us a few autographs for giveaways, our fans are talking in the chat room right now. They can't wait.
I got you all.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome.
I'll have a good night.
You too, bud. Thank you. All right. So now we'll just wait for our next guest to call in, Dr. Chen Welter. I will say that, when I scheduled this, it was kind of an interesting thing because there are certain ways that you had to schedule her her interviews. And, you had to send a special request through Google Calendar to put it on her calendar, which I did. And she said that she got that information. So we'll just hopefully get this all set up here, and that'll be great. So we'll just wait for her call. And
I'm gonna make sure the intern. I'm walking back to the other studio here in a minute and make sure. But yeah, so that was that was a pretty cool couple of interviews they've had.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. There's one of our good friend of the show, Deb Gardner. She's gonna be on the show with us in July, and she's gonna do some co-hosting with us. And it turns out that she's gonna be she was on a cover shoot, and she's gonna be giving away the outfit that she wore on that cover during that photo shoot. And she kind of pitched it on her page, and it kind of put her in Facebook jail for 30 days because of that.
Oh wow!
And
So is she mad at us for that or what?
What's that?
Is she mad at us for that or what?
No, she's mad at Facebook.
Oh.
Remember the last time she was on with us? Remember she told us how many times that. Facebook has shut down her groups and her pages, and
Facebook was never a big fan of hers.
It's really sad that I can understand Facebook having certain standards and rules and everything, but giving away an outfit is not really a violation, I wouldn't think, but apparently they did.
Well, it would depend on what type of outfit, and I can understand based on what you were telling me that he was potentially selling. I could see why Facebook, with their oftentimes skewed community standards. Regulations could see why they would think that was a problem. I don't think any normal people would view it as a problem, but I could see why the algorithm could be triggered. Yeah. It sucks. But I get it.
Our guest should be calling in now. So,
I'm just waiting, man. Waiting to see if I get something come through. In fact, it should be here as a 760.
Yeah.
That'd be it, perhaps. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go from then, man. Why don't you do your thing? I'm going to, like I said, I'm bouncing back and forth between the two studios. So if you do bring it to me and I'm not here, I will jump, I'll have the intern come get me a run with John, because I do want to talk to her. So. All right,
yep.
Grab it.
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping off of the football field and into the ring with us right now, the most popular NFL football coach in history, and the first female coach in history, I might add. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the doctor on the NFL field. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jen Walter.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've been sucking dick all night and sucking balls and eating cum and sucking.
Whoa. Okay. That was, I mean, I don't know whether or not to, I mean, I'm kind of laughing a little bit because it was so out of the blue, and I'm walking out of the studio. I'm walking out to go to the other studio to make sure everything's good with the music, and I just hear this coming over like the loudspeaker inside the studio. I'm like, whoa, running back in.
That is definitely not our guest.
Oh, man. Well, Icon, I confirmed the area code number.
We apologize, fans.
Was that area code number the correct area code number?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. So somebody knows what your area code numbers are, man. They know. I don't know if you're telling people beforehand or if somebody has your phone hacked, man. But I mean, if prank calls are calling for the correct area code number, that's wow. And, you know, when it first came on, when that voice first came on, you know, I have heard interviews with Jen Welter before on, you know, some of our sister radio stations. I've heard interviews on, you know, ESPN when they talk to her, you know, on the TV station. And I'm like, this doesn't really sound like her. And then all of a sudden they would say what they were saying. I was like, whoa. I had to. So luckily we're on a 10-second delay on the FM. So I just cut that whole section. So for those of you who do want to hear, you know, because I know people are gluttons for punishment. If people do want to hear what the prank caller said, you can hear it. I'm not going to cut it out of the blog talk. You can watch the blog talk radio to this and listen to it there. But for those FM listeners, if there are any right now here on this Memorial Day, it is going to be cut out of there because we will lose our station license. So, but anywho.
That was
yeah no
well, that was
nobody else on the line right now.
So yeah, I don't know what I know what the issue is. I mean, they did she did confirm and everything. I did send her the request the way that she wanted me to. So
now,
Icon,
did you send the request? And I'm gonna ask this again because you just never know. Did you send the request for the time to be Eastern Standard Time?
No, because she and I are both in the same time zone, so she knows Central.
Okay, so she knows it's Central.
Yep.
Okay, because we've had issues with time stuff before, and they call an hour later because, you know, they don't know.
But
and in this case, we don't.
Isn't that a different time zone? I mean, then.
Well, I'm not sure if she lives in Arizona. I'm not sure exactly where she lives.
Oh, okay.
I just know I just know that she coached at Arizona.
Yeah.
So, Icon, we do have a 760 number on again. Now, 760 is a California area code. I am not 100%. Now, okay. Before we do this, you have her actual phone number that you know what it is, right?
No, she was unable to give that to me, but she told me the area code.
Okay. I was going to say, text that to me so that I can confirm that that's the number that's on now. But for lack of a better, thing to do here. So what I'll do is I'll put them on before you go through your introduction, Icon. We're going to confirm first.
Coming. Oh, shit. I'm...
Yeah, see, it's not. So that's why I put it through. So I caught it in time that time. That's why I was just like, hey, don't waste your introduction on something. So, yeah. I'm not sure if Dr. Welter, if there was an issue with any of that or whatnot, but we got about 35 minutes left here, I'm not sure if, you know, any of these 760 numbers are going to be, you know, answerable.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I can bring up a backup guess, but, you know, like I say, this is fairly disappointing because it took me, you know, it did take me from last Wednesday to yesterday or till Friday to send the request the way that you requested it. And, you know, I don't know, you know, what the issue is, but it was confirmed.
Well, sometimes this stuff happens, though, man.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on a second.
You know,
before
like
you
say,
before we do
confirmed.
Anything, hang on. Hang on.
Yeah,
yeah,
hello.
Caller out.
Yes. Call from San Diego.
Yeah.
I am
okay.
In. Sorry, I was in the middle of fucking my cat. And I was coming to.
Yo. Yo. I'll tell you
man,
what,
this is very embarrassing, people. This normally does not happen, listeners. So we certainly apologize
I'm
for all
them
these
out.
Weirdos.
I'm cutting them out, you know, I'm doing the dropping and all that stuff. And actually, Granny, the last couple that you heard have been in the screening. They have not been in actual on air.
Okay,
so
good.
So we hear them, but they don't hear them. But either way, like, to me, with my warped sense of humor, to me, that phone call is funny. Of course, I'm also a huge Howard Stern fan. But when we're expecting a phone from a certain area code, then obviously, you know, it's not as funny because, you know, we're basically strong-armed here. We basically have to pick it up because it could be our guest, and there's no real way to screen it on Blog Talk without, you know, taking time. So for example, if Granny's not talking and Icon's not talking, and I screen a call and they don't say anything, it's going to be dead air while I have that call on the screen. So I basically have to be doing it, screening it, and listening to it as they are talking. But then, you know, I also have to talk. It's just Blog Talk makes it difficult to screen calls more so than it would. So I'm not going to pick up pretty much anymore. I'm going to maybe do one more. I'll put one more in the screen. And if it's not our guest, if it's not Dr. Welter, then obviously I'm just going to not call. But yes, yeah, so who do we have on this time from the 760 number?
Yeah, hi. Everybody can hear you, you fucking idiot. Fuck that.
Yeah. See? So nobody can hear. So I'm cutting that off. And that's it. Yeah, that's what that is. So it's kind of funny, though.
Are you writing these numbers down?
I got them. I got them screenshotted-wise. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because with technology nowadays, they could very easily be burner numbers, fake numbers. You know, like I told you the other day, Icon, last week on the air, there is an app that I have where I could call your cell phone and make your mother's number show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could do that. Like, I have, you know, your fiance's number show up on your phone. You'd answer it thinking it was her, and it would be me going, "Hi, you know, jerk, blah, 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 blah," you know. So I there are ways to do that, and you can make pretty much any number you want show up. So in order to write these down,
you guys want to hear a good one?
Yeah.
I had a call the other day. It was a 479 number. It said Walmart, and it was a, you know, 479 number. And I thought, okay, maybe it was about my medication, you know, because I get my medicine filled, you know,
mm-hmm.
at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some guy trying to sell solar panels.
Hmm.
And it wasn't in the name of the company, but yet it was showing on the phone. It was a 479-244 number, and it was some guy from a company selling solar panels. And I just hung up.
That's interesting.
Like,
you know. Huh. Well, you know, like I said, with technology nowadays, you can do pretty much anything. You can call pretty much any number. And you know, that's why it doesn't matter if I write these numbers down, Icon, because chances are by the time we get off the air to the police numbers or whatever it would be, they're going to be shut off. They're going to be invalid. It really doesn't matter. You know, that's why.
Yeah, it's still sad, though. So, now, normally, I would say here,
Normally what I would say here would be, you know, obviously to call our guests, check in with our guests, whatever it may be, but since there's not a way to do that, I was wondering the course of action as to which, you know, I want to take here. I have a couple of topics that I wanted to bring up, if you had anything in mind that you wanted to over and talk with us about.
As a matter of fact, you guys know that my wedding is September 25th, correct? You guys were aware of that?
Yes, we do know that. So that I get the right travel destinations, it is in Fargo, right? Or is it in somewhere else?
Right, correct.
Mm-hmm. It is Fargo, okay. All right, just making sure.
Yeah, we're gonna have the wedding at 4:00,
okay,
and then the meal, okay, and
okay.
Then there's before the dance, there's gonna be a comedy show / icon celebrity roast of the icon between the wedding and the dance, and
is the roast for everybody or is it just like you say celebrity roast, like who's going to be roasting you?
Brian Swinhart. Remember we had him as a guest
about six months ago? Okay.
Yeah, so he's coming down for that. And Dick Jankowski is coming down for that. And
Sylvester Fox.
They're basically going to be roasting me. And so it'll be kind of cool.
So we have like an open roast? Kind of like an open mic event, but we're just roasting you.
And tickets are $5.
Hmm. Okay.
So we'll be able to.
Now, can you take it? You're not the type that's going to get super offended by like roast stuff, right?
No. And I believe there'll be seating for 75 people.
Okay. All right.
So.
Good to know.
Yeah. So I'm working on getting a backup guest here. If you guys can hold on for a second, I'll be right back to you. Hold on a second.
All right. Granny, kind of funny, actually. You know, the old phrase, the old saying, you only have haters when you have fans type of thing. I mean, the fact that somebody is, you know, going out of their way to make these kind of calls shows that we actually do have some sort of a namesake, on the internet, because shows that are, you know, not listened to, shows that people don't really care about, that are the quote unquote Mama's Basement Radio, don't get prank calls.
Mm-hmm.
No one really gives a you-know-what. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I know. I'm just curious. What I'm really curious about is how said prank caller is getting the guests, the scheduled guests correct area code. And it seems like even when we have the toilet flush guy come on every once in a while, it's we're expecting the guest, they call from the guest, you know, the correct guest area code, and you know, we're kind of by the balls here. So I'm wondering, is Icon's phone being hacked? Is his email
it sounds like somebody's hacked his phone or his email or something, or his Facebook account, because I mean, come on.
Or does he just tell people,
you know,
everything? But here's the thing. He might say, oh, hey, I got so-and-so guest coming on. And, you know, I highly doubt he tells people, hey, I have so-and-so guest coming on from this area code. Like, I highly doubt he would call out the area code number.
I don't think he would advertise the area code number, but it sounds like somebody's, it sounds like somebody's hacked his phone or hacked his email or hacked his Facebook account, because they shouldn't be knowledgeable, you know, unless they're researching the guest of who we're going to have on. I mean, you know, but
that's a lot of work.
They wouldn't
though.
Have their, yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's a lot of work, and they wouldn't have their number, phone numbers, just randomly advertised out there in, you know, social media, you know, for people to bother them, you know. So I don't know, somebody, it sounds like somebody's hacked his phone or something. I don't know, but Icon, you need a new phone. You need a different phone.
Yeah, I mean, something. See, because now he said he's going on to, you know, going to get us another guest. 24 minutes left. I don't really see the purpose, but if he wants to, that's fine. I do have that Skype number, that 111-1111 number, whatever it may be, you know, when you call in from the internet. Not sure if this is who Icon went out and got. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not 100%. Well, Icon, are you back?
Yeah. I don't know if that's our guest or not, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're on. Can they hear us? What's up?
Caller, go ahead.
Hi, do you guys remember Bobby the Brain Heenan?
Yes.
Well, I'm his nephew. I'm Jeremy.
Really?
Well, hello, Jeremy.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys know this, but I just wanted to share a story that he used to have sex with the other guys in the locker room.
Yo, I'll tell you what, I can tell Granny's getting a little upset. I know Icon's getting upset. For me, honestly, I do take the show seriously, but for me, some of these calls are actually humorous. Like if this was a Howard Stern type of show, and where, you know, you're prank calling radio or prank calling whatever, this would be great. This would be radio gold. So callers, listen, whoever you guys are, you are very good prank callers, because a lot of the times, you know, they call in and they go, hey, are you guys in the radio? And they make weird noises and they hang up. You guys actually have, you know, realistic sounding calls that drag people in, and then you say ridiculous stuff, and you know, so keep up doing what you're doing. Keep up calling shows.
Just don't do it on our show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
don't do it on this show. But you guys actually are pretty good. I mean, I was listening to that and I go, huh, maybe this is Bobby the Brain Heenan. I you know, maybe this is his nephew. I don't know. And then he started with that, and I kind of wanted to hear the rest of the story. I kind of wanted to see how ridiculous he was going to get with it, how deep he was going to go with it. And, you know, I really did. I was interested. But with Blog Talk Radio, I wouldn't mind. I didn't care. Blog Talk Radio doesn't have censorship, anything like that. But obviously our FM station does. And obviously with the new sponsors and things like that, I'm sure that they don't really want to hear a lot of that kind of stuff. But
all right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I got a backup. I got a backup guest, and should be calling in from 907.
Okay. Well, I got the 907 on now. Icon, are you 100% sure on this?
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm going to hit the button, and yeah. Okay.
Fine.
All right.
Fine.
All right. You ready? We good?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, the newest cover girl in the August issue of Bad Diesel magazine, and a good friend of mine, and if you piss her off, we will definitely take a bite out of crime. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Chrissy Krueger.
Hello. How is everybody?
Good. How
good.
Are you?
I'm doing pretty good, just, you know, chilling for Memorial Day weekend, you know?
Yeah, so we got 20 minutes of regular showtime here left, and we might go a little overtime because this is going to be fun, but You know, we got Chrissy. I want to introduce you to Granny Hulkster. And
hello.
I want to introduce you to Big Swing. He's there at some point, I think, still.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, I want to introduce you guys to Chrissy Krueger. Now, she is a real vampirist, and she's the one I've been telling you guys about. She's going to be making a couple appearances over the summer, but basically, if you want to give us a little background about yourself, then we'll have some fun in this interview.
Okay, well, I mean, like my biggest inspiration, I guess, you know, growing up, I was born in 93, so I'm a 90s baby. My biggest inspiration for being, you know, a model and a vampire and getting my real teeth done with Queen of the Damned is really where it started. An interview with a vampire, and it just kind of went with me throughout my school years and, you know, moved out of Alaska, came to California to follow my dreams, and it just kind of stuck with me my whole life, you know?
Now, you know, I don't know, you know, what you're willing to talk about in the interview, but, you know, I'll ask a few things, and then we can go around the room and everything, but for those that don't know, you're a model, obviously, correct?
Yeah, I'm a model. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm a model and an aspiring actress, and an exotic dancer.
And I don't know if Big Swing would believe this or not, but would you say that Icon is one of your best friends?
Yes, very much so.
Big Swing, I told
and
you.
And how much exactly did he pay you to agree with that statement?
I knew that question was coming. No payment.
Nothing. Okay.
He's
all
just
right.
Been really, he's just been helping me out, you know, and that's all I really asked for. You know, I don't really. To me, it's like if you help me out, I'm gonna help you out. You know, that's how I am. I have a big heart like that. You know.
It's okay. Because I know he's been recently dabbling in Bitcoin. I was wondering why. I figured maybe he owed somebody money or something. So, okay, that's fine. No worries.
Well, could you kind of let them know one thing that the Icon kind of helped you with?
You helped me get, like, the magazine and hooked me up with a lot of new people that I've never even heard of. And, like, I'm just really blessed and, like, I help you, and your poster should be there tomorrow, by the way, tell you that.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to kind of talk about the vampire thing here real quick. But before we do this, we have Chrissy Krueger's our guest here. We got about 17 minutes of regular time. We'll probably do a little 5 minutes of overtime because I'm going to touch on the one subject that we're going to make people download the show to listen to, and then we're going to continue that on the second part of the interview when you're back on. But, hey, Grant, you got any questions for our guest, Chrissy Krueger?
What made you decide you wanted to go into modeling and become a dancer and an actress? I mean, what was your inspiration, or did you have any people that inspired you to want to do that?
And you can't just say because you have a smoking hot body, because you do.
Well, honestly, I, you know, growing up my whole life, my friends and family would, you know, always tell me, you should be a model. You know, you've got the body for it. You've got this, you know, you can totally do it. And I'm just like, nah, I don't want to do that. You know, I didn't want to do it at first. When I went out of, my dad kicked me out when I was 17 and I kind of was put on my own. I kind of learned, kind of started getting more into that wanting to be out in Hollywood, wanting to make it, wanting to follow my dreams, wanting to get my dream car, wanting to get my dream house, wanting to survive, wanting to just make it, you know, and later on be able to, you know, take care of my family, you know. And my biggest inspiration was, you know, watching movies like, you know, ones with my favorite actor like Johnny Depp and seeing all the different characters he could pull off and wanting to do cosplay is kind of where that all got me inspired, and all the other cosplay models, and going to Comic-Cons and just learning about myself and becoming more in tune with myself and learning who I was really, I just walked into a bar, honestly. I just walked into a bar. I had two girls say, you need to get on stage, and that's how I became a dancer. And it just flowed with me, and then the vampire part just, it just made it better. And then the modeling went with my dancing, so it just made everything 10 times better, and I just continued it.
That's awesome.
And I moved out to California, and it just changed my life.
I'm going to ask you more about the vampire thing, but hey, Big Swing, what do you got for our guest? I know that you have some questions for our actress friend here.
Well, Granny asked, you know, what made you want to get into modeling. I'm more curious as to what made you want to be a vampire. I know you mentioned the movie. I know you mentioned the movie was, you know, a big inspiration and everything for you. But, like, to actually do it is a big step. There's a lot of stuff I see in movies, and I'm like, wow, that would be awesome, but, you know, but I don't actually do it. So, like, what made you want to actually take that step?
You know, honestly, it was the drive and the commitment of I'm going to be different, and I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about it. You know, like, I just wanted to be different, and I wanted to prove to everybody that I was going to get real fangs. I wanted to prove to everybody that I was going to, you know, do everything that I told them when I was younger. And the fangs were definitely a huge investment. You know, they cost me, like, $1,500 to get them inserted into my gum.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
You know, it's not – I have a private dentist that does it.
They have to be – do they have to, you know, be replaced, you know, every so often, or are they permanent?
Yeah, every couple years the dentist has to recheck them and make sure, you know, that – everything's okay and that I'm not getting cavities, and, you know, because they're like a crown, but they go under my gum.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
It's very, I'm swollen for like a week, you know. But honestly, it was just, I just wanted to really be different, and I just grew up different. I grew up in, you know, like gothic and into Supernatural and Buffy, and I just really was into all that stuff. And out here in L.A., there's a huge vampire community, and I found out about them when I was in Alaska, and I just wanted to be a part of it. And it's just, I've been invited to, like, the balls and the, you know, the private invites and the at certain restaurants that are only for, like, vampire people, and, like, bars and wineries, and it just fits who I am. It's just who I am, you know. I love being a vampire. I get so many people, even cops, man. I've had cops stop me in the middle of my photo shoots. And they'll, like, take their flashlights and go up in my face with the lights. And they'll be like, ma'am, are those real? Ma'am, can this be a weapon? And it's like, yeah, they can, but I don't use them for that. It's who I am.
Can they be a weapon? Well, I mean, you know, you'd have to be really, you know, on top of somebody for them to be a weapon. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not like you're taking them out and throwing them like they're ninja stars, you know? So, yeah but... All right. Well, that's cool. I mean, like I said, I love when somebody, you know, wants to do something and they go out and they do it full gore, you know? I mean, because people can dress gothic, they can dress, you know, steampunk, they can dress, you know, a certain way, but they're not actually living that life. They go out, they go to a bar, they go to do this, they wear that out, and then they go home and they're, you know, a normal person, you know, whatever it may be, or they may be a social media presence, but they're not actually that person. You know, you have those fangs. Like, you go home and you're still got the fangs. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you go home, you take an outfit off, and all of a sudden you're back to, you know, normal girl again. It's that's you now, and you've made that your identity, and that's you know, physically, that's pretty cool. You know, that's pretty cool that you're able to do that. So.
It's really cool when I have, like, when I'm walking down in L.A. on the, you know, the Hollywood Walk of Fame with the stars. I go out there, and I've got people all the time wanting to take pictures with me, wanting to know who I am, where I'm from, all the signatures, all this cool stuff. And it's like, I'm not even, like, you know, I get so shocked because I've never had people bum rush me like that just because of how I look, because I'm looking different, or like it's my makeup or the way I smile at somebody out there. They just get really like, oh my gosh, who is she? Like, it's just, it's very interesting. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, but like, it's fun. And I've always wanted that my whole life. I've always wanted to not necessarily be famous, but well known and, you know, event, you know, financially comfortable, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Awesome. Oh, of course. I mean, that is awesome. And, you know, we down here in New York, we have a lot of different communities and things as well, but nothing like L.A. L.A. is you can pretty much find any kind of lifestyle you want to find in L.A., and that's pretty cool, you know. So, yeah, I support it. I appreciate what you're doing, and, you know, I'm happy that you're happy doing it.
I really appreciate that. Like, it's different, you know. I get a lot of looks, you know. A lot of people don't like it because they think I'm this dark person, but it's like I can take everything, like anything I want to do. Like, I want to do a 50s pinup girl vampire. Everything I do, I can make elegant. I can make bloody and gory. I can go classy. I can go Disney. I can go, you know, slutty. You know, I can do whatever. Like, it. The vampire is who I am. It works with everything I do. And some people are really shocked by it, that I can pull it off. Because some looks can't, like, I don't do what some people do. Like, when they put their face full white and go huge with the makeup. Like, that's just not the type of vampire I am. I like to be more like Underworld and like Queen of the Damned when I dress up, and like the, you know, the Van Helsing vampires and like all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not the it's not the corny Halloween-y type, you know, Bela Lugosi Nosferatu vampire. It's the one I'm thinking of the most is what's that movie that I really liked, that it had vampires and werewolves? Underworld.
Underworld, yes. That's the
movie
I'm
Underworld.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the type of, you know, yeah, that's the type I had in my head from the beginning. And I'm totally with it. I like that.
You could even go as far as back, because me being a video gamer, also Blood Rain.
Okay. Yep. Blood.
Yeah.
I forgot about that game. But yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, man. Or Castlevania, even.
There
you go.
Chris Krueger's our guest here. We got about 8 minutes left of regular time, and now Big Swing, you said we can go a little over. You said.
Yes, it's totally.
Yeah,
fine.
The Yankees played. So we can go a little over, but I can't go crazy over because we do have the ESPN National Syndicate we got to get to. So we can't go super crazy with it. But
well, give me time. How much time will we have?
5 to 7.
Okay, 5 to 7.
I might be able to squeeze 10 out of it. We'll see.
All right, so we got 7 minutes of regular time, and then we'll get 10 minutes of bonus time where we're gonna start part of Chrissy's interview, and then we're going to finish it when she's on again on July 26th. So we're gonna kind of wet everybody's whistle, but this is awesome. Now, Chrissy, you know, you're obviously a horror film fan, and you know, I did hook you up with our director, but For people that need to know this, Krueger is your last name. Is your real last name. You didn't take it off of Freddy's last name. That's your real last name, obviously.
It's not my real last name. It's a stage name.
Okay. See, I knew that. But I did get it from
Freddy Krueger. Continue.
Awesome. Yeah. So, see, I knew that, but I was our fans didn't know that. So you kind of knew where I was going there. That's awesome.
Well, Freddy Krueger is the first horror movie I ever watched.
And so we can do this here real quick before the regular radio time ends. If our fans wanted to check you out and see it, you got a Facebook, an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, a GoFundMe, how to brush your fangs website. What do you got?
I mean, I don't have a website yet. I'm still working on that, but I have a Instagram, which you can follow me at, you know, Miss MRS underscore Kruger, K-R-U-G-E-R. My Facebook is Chrissy Kruger. Same with my Twitter is Chrissy Kruger. And my Facebook is Chrissy Kruger, too. My Snapchat is Chrissy 6661. And my TikTok is Chrissy Kruger. But no website
now,
yet, but I will have one soon.
Now, you do have quite a bit of cool TikTok stuff you do, don't you?
Yeah, I have. My TikTok has actually been blowing up. It's the platform where I have the most followers on, over 4,000.
Now, one thing that I also want our fans to know about, and we'll talk more about doing some giveaways when you're on with us on the 26th of July. But now, fans that are listening right now, you have the opportunity. Fans can, like, buy autographed pictures and posters and stuff from you. How would they do that?
They can contact me on my Instagram, on my Facebook. They can contact me on, like, any of my social media platforms, and I discuss it through all that. My posters start at $20 signed.
And you have your posters feature different poses and different outfits and different looks, correct?
Oh, yeah. Any picture you see that's on my stuff, I can have them printed out and signed, including the explicit ones as well, if for 18 and up.
Right, exactly. So, our demographic is males age 18 to 35, unlike some shows that are on Blog Talk, where they have prisoners listening, and their demographic is the 18 to 25 years demographic. That was a joke, by the way. Anyway, there you go. We finally got it in. It took a couple episodes, but we finally got that back in.
You haven't made a bad joke in a couple episodes.
Well, there you go. So we have Chrissy Kruger's our guest here. We have 2 minutes of regular time, and then we have 10 minutes of overtime. But one thing that our fans are going to want to listen to, and you're familiar with these three numbers, 616. Now, we're not going to talk about it now. We're going to wait till the regular time expires, and we're going to make people download this, and then we're going to continue it on the July 26th episode so they can get a taste of it. But you also do some musical stuff, correct?
What do you mean by musical?
Well, like, you were involved in helping a band or something.
Yeah, the 616 band, yeah, that's mainly the lead singer. He promised me something, you know, like music-wise, like I was his merchandise girl, and just a lot of things went down, and, you know, it's those people who have those big egos that think they're better than everybody else, but this band in particular, yeah, I was supposed to be, like, a part of it and music wise and help him out, and it's talk about a little bit because it's still kind of fresh, you know, we both promised each other a lot of things, and I worked for him and promoted his band for a year for free, shot down like 10 other bands that wanted to work with me because I was so into helping him out, got the tattoos for the band to rep them. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like I told before on air, where like I have a really big heart, and like when I put my all and try to help somebody, and they just screw, you know, like I don't like being screwed over, and like I know a lot of people deal with that all the time, and there's just got to be a lot more people that it's you know, loyalty, man. Loyalty is key, especially if you're trying to work together and make things work. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't have that. He lied to me the whole time. And
so now that we're in the overtime session, now would be your time to cut loose. And like I say, we'll finish this part. Hold on one second. And we'll finish this part of the interview on July 26th, and then you're also going to be back on August 30th with the other Bad Diesel gals. We're going to do a special show with all the gals that have been on the cover, and we're going to have you join us for that. But so now, this particular band, you were promoting them. Now you said you mentioned you got a tattoo of the band on your arm, correct?
I have his symbol on one of my wrists, and I have the 616 on my other wrist.
Now, did they pay for that, or did you do that on your own?
No, I did that on my own because I was a fan, and then we became really good friends, and then, you know, he promised me, and, you know, here's what's messed up about the whole thing is that I was, like I told you guys, I was his merchandise girl, and he posted two merchandise girls that weren't me and replaced me without even telling me. And to me, that's bad business, especially if you're working a whole year with this person and they're promising you're going to go to, like, tour on, you know, go on tour, go to Prague, go to all these places. And, you know, he's just he's a him wannabe. If you guys listen to him, he's a love metal band.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He wants
now,
to be like Billy Vallow, and he thinks he's better.
Right. See, now, Granny, you would refer to him as a heel.
As a what?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
See,
heel
is
a wrestling term for bad guy.
Yeah, see, Chris, so Chrissy, there's baby faces, that's the good people like me, and then there's a heel people, that those that will turn on you. And they'll step on you,
yeah,
and they go up the ladder, and then if they,
yep,
go back down the ladder, they'll spit in your face, and they'll go back up the ladder,
yep,
again. That's,
well,
a heel.
Yeah.
I'll even put it to this terminology, Icon. That guy's a piece of crap.
Yeah.
See, Chrissy, we love you. We don't love him.
Like, all I ever, like, when I first met him and started talking to him, I was like, man, I want to be in one of your music videos. I love your shit. Like, it totally fits my style. And he's like, I'm going to make you wait 10 years to be in my music video. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's fucking, excuse my language, it's just messed up.
Well, you know, well,
like,
we have a 7-second delay. And before you called in, we had callers saying worse than that. But anyway, so let me ask you this. But I'll understand if you don't want to answer this question. You know, you got the tattoos. You're obviously going to have to, you can't untattoo them, but are you going to find some way to cover them up, or
no,
are you just going to say, just live with it?
I'm not going to cover them up because they still remind me of good memories that I had at the time.
And my
that
other question is,
tell a story.
Now, my other question is there any saving grace? Like, if he calls you up and says, I'm sorry, I was wrong, can we patch things up? Is there any saving grace at all?
Here's what happened is after we had our little fallout, I posted on Facebook the whole year's conversation between me and this man so nobody could fuck things up and twist shit. And I forget, like, I burned some pictures he sent me. I fucked up too, you know, and it really hurt him. But I was trying to apologize. I forgave him, and he just never came to me. He never had the balls to come to me and be like, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. But, you know, he's a fucking alcoholic, and he forgets shit. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I have his microphone.
I have unreleased music as well that he sent me that, you know, being on a label could really fuck with him. And he just really needs to understand that he cannot be treating fans the way he's been treating them, making fans wait 3 years for their stuff that they've ordered when I get my stuff out to my fans the next day.
And here's the deal, fans. Chrissy has done everything that she said that she's going to do for me. And I've done everything I said I'm going to do to her to this point. And we have a great working relationship. And I shouldn't say this, Chrissy, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
You are, Chrissy is the sweetest person there is. And I'm not just
hold on. You just go, I shouldn't say this, but I will. Why shouldn't you say it?
Well, because you guys will probably think that I'm just trying to pander, but I'm not.
I mean, I always kind of think that, but I'm just wondering why you shouldn't say it.
Well, you know, because people think, he's just having his friends come on. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Chrissy is the sweetest person there is. I mean, you know.
I'm totally dedicated to something I love, and I put my heart into it. And that's what I did for
together,
that band.
Right, and together, you know, Chrissy and I with, you know, Granny and Big Swain and all this stuff, we're all going to help each other to get to where we want to go. So all we got to do is do a podcast once a week and then sit on the beach the rest of the week, you know?
Yeah.
And,
what do you know about beaches, Mr. North Dakota?
Well, I'm not talking about beaches in North Dakota, but...
She's the better person for stepping up and apologizing when she really didn't need to apologize in the first place, in my opinion.
True.
I'm gonna say one more thing too.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
in July I wanna talk more about it. But when I first met Matthew, his name's Matthew Lidwin, he had a friend that did not like me from the get-go. You know, he was like all jealous and whatever. He said he thought I was riding his coattails, and I wasn't. And this guy, his best friend's name is Joe, he had the nerve to come out on Facebook, and I still have the screenshot to this day, of him telling everybody on Facebook that my husband whores me out to Matthew when I've never even met the motherfucker in my life, but over FaceTime. And that's when a lot of the shit started happening, and he started, you know, he stuck up for us, and then his head got twisted again, and he turned on me, and, like, his own security guards, like, I don't know how you guys feel about, you know, people who do OnlyFans. I know people have their own opinions, but you know, I started getting attacked for all that shit, and it's just wrong. Like, if you're going to be somebody's friend and we're supposed to be in a business together, it's both ways. We both fucked up. We both said some fuck off shit, but like I don't know if there's any saving grace, to be honest, Scott. I don't know. He doesn't want to be a big boy and come fucking apologize because he's got a big fucking ego because he thinks he's the next Billy Vallo.
Hmm.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You, and I know we got to wrap this up here soon, but I know when you told me all this, it's like, I can't believe that anybody would ever do that to you because, I mean, you are a great person. And
I mean, when I'm
mad, you know,
I fuck up. You know, I make mistakes, but I always try to apologize for it.
Ooh, bless you.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I know we got about a minute left, but I want everybody to go to our Christian, I'm going to call you after the interview. I want everybody to do. The new content for our show drops on Thursday night or Friday night, so you have to check out our Off the Ropes page. I know that next time Chrissy's on, I'm going to see if I can't have her do a few autographs for us. I'll talk to you about that later. But next week, I'll give a little teaser. We have somebody from the Bunny Ranch. Don't miss it.
Mm.
And then next week, the week after that, We have a WWE legend on with us, and we have an author of a great book. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say who it is, but you're going to have to check out our Facebook page and like us, and then you yourself will have a chance to get an autograph from the great Tracy Krueger, and you'll have an autograph, chance to get autographs from our future guests, our past guests, and if you want, the Icon, Granny, and Big Swing now have their own collector's card. I was going to talk to you guys about this. I'm going to have 10 cards printed out. What I'm going to do, Granny, I'm going to send them to you. You autograph it, and then you send it back to me, and I'll send it to Big Swing. And I'll have him autograph it. Then our fans can have a chance to get an autograph from us, and then they can sell them on eBay. And I believe they'd be selling for 10 cents on the dollar right now. But hopefully, with Chrissy's influence, we can get it up to 50 cents. So
well, let's hope.
Check this out. We love all you guys. Be listening next week. We're not going anywhere. COVID didn't stop us. 616 can't stop us. No one can stop us because the Icon, the Big Swing, and Granny Hulkster are here to entertain you, and we ain't going anywhere. Nowhere. That's it. Yeah.